From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Thursday, March 20th. Brain health is essential to how we function, but sometimes injuries can impact those functions. In the U.S. alone, almost 3 million people sustain a traumatic brain injury each year. That's according to the Brain Injury Association of America. This month is National Brain Injury Awareness Month. In Chico, Landa Bell Carson is the president of the Brain Injury Coalition.
The reality is there are so many brain injuries that go undiagnosed or recognized, so we really don't know exactly how many. This is just an estimated amount.
The coalition works on educating people about brain injuries. They also provide support to people who have survived one. Brain injuries are caused by both internal and external factors, including car accidents, falls, strokes, or a lack of oxygen to the brain. They can vary in severity, with some having long-term impacts. Common symptoms include issues with memory, headaches, vision change, difficulty speaking, and anxiety. In other news, wildfires are a natural part of California's ecology. But due to climate change, they're becoming larger and more destructive. Learning how to live with them is essential. A symposium coming to Chico State will focus on how we can become more resilient and less vulnerable when faced with fire. The This Way to Resilience Symposium aims to provide people with practical strategies to create more adaptive communities. Mark Steeman teaches environmental science at the university. He says it takes a village.
To be resilient really is to be a community. As they often say, in a disaster, your neighbor is your first line of defense. And so if we can build up our neighbors and our neighborhoods and those relationships, we're going to be much better in the times as we move forward.
The event will feature experts in wildfire preparedness and response. There will be workshops and interactive activities and opportunities to connect with students, faculty, and community leaders. It's March 27th and 28th on the Chico State campus. And a Red Bluff campsite for the unhoused will close soon. The city council has voted to close the area in Sam Ayers Park, known as Dog Island Park, at their meeting Tuesday. It was designated a campsite for unhoused people in 2022. Area residents expressed concerns for nearby businesses, safety, and public health. The vote was 3-1, with Mayor Chris Dieters dissenting and Councilmember Cody Strock absent. The site is expected to close within a month. Also, Butte County's suicide rate is about 60% higher than the state average. NSPR's Eric Adams has more on why.
The numbers have county officials concerned. This month, Behavioral Health launched an awareness campaign about the issue. The average rate of suicide in California is about 10 per 100,000 residents. But in Butte County, that number jumps to about 16 per 100,000. That's according to the county's latest community health assessment. And it's not surprising.
A lot of the Northern California counties typically have larger suicide rates in comparison to the California suicide rate.
That's Ann Jeanette Andrade. She's the program director for Butte County's suicide prevention program. She says there's a potential pattern to why there's an imbalance.
From the data, it does show that firearm suicide is the most common method. So there is a higher firearm ownership in a lot of Northern California counties, and so that could contribute to the suicide rates. We also have higher suicide rates among older adults, and we do have a higher older adult population in Butte County.
She says while suicide rates remain high in the area, they have generally decreased since 2016. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
Resources are available to those thinking about suicide, like the National 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Butte County also has a 24/7 crisis line. And finally, the Shasta County Board of Supervisors voted this week to demolish a court building that's been vacant for over a year. The building contained asbestos and lead paint that made it challenging to renovate or repurpose it. The board voted 4-1 to demolish the building. It directed staff to pursue grants to offset the high demolition cost or fund whatever will be built on the land. The demolition is expected to take place in the summer of 2026. And those were your headlines for Thursday, March 20th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, you can visit our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.